the day the earth stood still. But he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
fooling around when the monster appeared with this crazy sound. A kind of mesmerized, and she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Said this monster's the most, and he's number one fan.
Yes, I've fallen in love with this monster man.
With big yellow fangs reaching down to his chin, why you just wouldn't go where this guy has been. He's drawing out hell from the top of his lid, just a crazier kind of a mixed up kid. He was sort of disturbed like a sewing machine when my pretty baby said,
this monster's a dream.
And just a little unreal, seemed kinda short of that sex appeal. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groans. Not really a guy that a gal should take home. Got to the part that that monster should die. My baby broke down and she started to cry. She said this monster I love in a strange kind of whisper.
Cousin Dracula's sister.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys, if you're checking out a wife, this could be your girl, so run for your life.
This haunted mansion. Inside and outside, and even between the walls of this possessed manor, are ghosts brought here from the darkest tombs of the earth. Heinous but delightful creatures, everyone. All 999 of them. We have room for 1,000. Any volunteers? Your carriage awaits to take you on your little trip through the haunted mansion. I will remain behind and prepare suitable epitaphs for those of you faint-hearted guests who already are feeling a certain detachment from your mortal being. Bon voyage, as we say, and rest in peace.
Hold on. better beware. All these phantom drivers down in the ground, you better plan them right or they'll come around. You move out, baby, you move that mound, or they'll dig it up and they'll shut you down. So come on.
Comes in, gets swallowed up.
WMFO in Medford 91.5 or on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Hey, how are you? I'm Chris. Giving you your Halloween, annual Halloween version of Strike the Box. Yes, I know it's a little early, but I won't be here next week, so we're doing it a week early. And we're trying to get through this. We're down. I only have two CD players working, a turntable. I can't use the automation to pull up songs because that's not working. So this is going to be a very interesting 2 hours. Must be ghosts and gremlins affecting everything. We started things off today with some Richard O'Brien science fiction double feature from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Susie and the Banshees with Halloween from the album Juju 1981. The Revelos, if I say that correctly, I don't know. She's Fallen in Love with a Monster Man from Mr. Garage's Neighborhood, Real Real Rock and Roll, Volume 12. That song released in 1981, a request by Bill Kelly. So I had the honor of that. The Cramps with Surfin' Dead from the Return of the Living Dead soundtrack, 1985. One of the best zombie movies out there. So if you want to hear something, it's a couple ways. You can give me a call at the radio station here, 855-915-9636. Or if you have Facebook, you can go to the Strike the Box radio show page or group and send me a message that way, as my niece Kimberly has, who's tuning in way out there in Arizona. So there's some ways you can request some spooky music. You got a bunch of requests that I'm trying to get up to play, but without the automation here, this is going to be a little difficult, so just bear with me, please. Like I said, it's all them ghosts and goblins. And witches. Witches. Witches.
All right. Yeah. Well, jumped out and they lined up two by two, and then they started strolling to the St. Louis Blues. The heart began to rock, said Tequila the leader, take me to this cat they call the Purple People Eater.
Robert Zombie, Robert Zombie, Robert Zombie.
Yeah! By the door.
It's WMFO annual fundraising drive, and we'd like to ask you to support Freeform Community Radio with a 100% tax-deductible donation. You'll be helping to bring an incredibly wide variety of music, social commentary, live local bands, alternative politics, and other high-quality programming to the airwaves. Plus, all donations are completely tax-deductible. Did I tell you that? And any gift over $10 or more will get you WMFO goodies in return. So please donate online at donate.wmfo.org or send a check to WMFO Attention Donations, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Mass. 02155. Thank you so much, and your donations will help fix the computer so I don't have to read off a stupid piece of paper enough to just make you want to scream.
Yeah. Giant down. WMFO in Medford 91.5, or on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Just finished up with some Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl from 1998. We started things out way back there, I believe, with some Black Keys with Howlin' For You off the Brothers, 2010. The Who, Boris the Spider from A Quick One. Billy Taylor and the Teardrops with Wombie Zombie from 1959. The Talking Heads, Psycho Killer from 77. Released back in 1977. Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors, Scream off the Naughton, 45. Originally released in 62. Jet Black Berries, They Walk Among You, Postmodern Ghosts.
It has been established persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder. Widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims.
Run for your lives. Ramones, Pet Sematary, the single version. As I said, finished up with some Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl. I'll be here till 2. I believe the studio is safe and secure. 855-915-WMFO if you want to give me a call, let me know what's going on out there. Big hello to David who called in. He's checking in. Thank you. Let's get back to some music. It's the Strike the Box Halloween show 2016.
An historic occasion whenever Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi confront each other. Their very presence weaves a spell of mystery and horror.
Ready for the test, Dracula?
I'm ready, Frankenstein.
Then let us begin.
It's alive! It's alive!
When this dead hand moves, the monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria. To prey upon the innocence of children. This is the story you've heard about, talked about. The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stuns your emotions. Frankenstein.
Yeah. for bitches with ivory soap. I've petted stray dogs and shied clean of dope. My smile is brilliant, my glance is tender, but I'm noted most for my unspoiled gender. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer, and I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass, and the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper, the girl who's never been cased. But I'm tired of being pure and a nut chase. Like something that sticks its level. I wanna go to the devil, I wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax, I wanna be evil. And cheat at jacks, I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies, I wanna be mean and throw my ties. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I wanna see some dissipation in my face. I wanna be evil, I wanna be mad, but more than that, I wanna be bad. I wanna be evil and jump an ace, just to see my partner's face. I wanna be nasty, I wanna be cruel, I wanna be daring, I wanna shoot pool. And in the theater, I want to change my seat, just so I can step on everybody's feet. I wanna be evil, I wanna hurt flies, I wanna sing songs like the guy who cries. I wanna be horrid, I wanna drink booze, and whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I wanna be evil, little evil.
WMFO in Medford and WMFO on the World Wide Web at .org, or as the zombies would say.
Well, it's a puzzle, because technically you're not alive, except you're conscious, so we don't know what it means.
You saying we're dead?
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
Are you saying we're dead?
Look, obviously I didn't mean you were really dead. Dead people don't move around and talk.